Chapter 12. Time to Leave. The next morning, Mrs. Brown has a visitor, Mrs. Blackstone. The children are sitting quietly eating their breakfast.
Oh, what lovely children,
says Mrs. Blackstone.
And they're very good.
Mrs. Brown is happy. She never really believed her children were naughty.
My children are terrible,
Mrs. Blackstone says.
They never eat nicely like your children.
You need Nurse Matilda,
Mrs. Brown says.
But you can't have her. She's our nanny,
say the children. Nurse Matilda smiles, but tears roll down her cheeks.
I explained this to you on the first day,
she says to Mrs. Brown.
First, the children don't want me, but they need me. Later, they want me, but don't need me. Then it's time to leave.
Oh, no! Please don't leave us!
The children cry.
We love you, Nurse Matilda!
And I love you all very much,
Nurse Matilda says.
I don't want to go, but I must. Other children need me now.
She smiles sadly, and her face looks lovely, except for that terrible tooth. Nurse Matilda taps her stick on the floor. And her tooth flies from her mouth and falls on the floor near the children's feet. The tooth grows and grows, and soon it's the size of a big box. It's full of lovely games and toys for different ages. There are marvellous presents for each of them. The children find their presents and open them impatiently. They're very happy. But then they look up and Nurse Matilda isn't there. Where is she now? Ah, that's another story.